And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is not going to be joining us because he is out hopefully pulling on some big ones aboard the Royal Star on our annual Let's Talk Hookup fly down, fly back trip. And speaking of the Royal Star, we got the man himself, Captain Tim Ekstrom, is going to be joining us. We got a great couple hours coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam four strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha four strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Super stoked to have the guy sitting across me, Tim Ekstrom from Royal Star. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Good to have you in here, man.
Glad to be here, of course. We got you guys bracketed. We got Pete on the boat and me here. So.
Exactly. Yep. We did a little trade-off.
Saturation. Royal Star Day. Here we go.
We're certainly stoked to have it. And yeah, speaking of that, boy, I know Pete's awfully was really excited last few days talking to him, getting ready for this big annual trip. And what a trip this one has been. You know, I mean, just a steady record of very, very good fishing and a really cool... It's a really cool trip, the fly-down, fly-back, Let's Talk Hookup one that goes every year. I know, super popular.
It's a great format.
Yeah.
You know, we only run a couple of these fly-down, fly-backs a year. I love doing them. I know from a time perspective, they're so convenient for everybody. You can chop out a big part of that travel time necessary to access those, you know, the distant zones where we target these big ones, wherever it may be it on the outside, be it out around the islands. So very popular for that reason, and... You know, I mean, 11 days on the boat, and you're pretty much guaranteed at least 8 full days of fishing out of that 11 days of time. And, you know, maybe you want to tie in a little bit of R&R on the front end, go down to Cabo a couple days early, or even better yet, on the back end, or both. You know, tie in a couple extra days in the Cabo. We have a lot of our anglers that make those. There's 2 trips we run, again, the fly-down flybacks, and a lot of our anglers, they choose that option.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... What a great thing to do. You go down a couple of days early, you know, have a few margaritas on the beach, relax, and get yourself pumped up for the trip. And then on the back end, same thing. Maybe fly the little woman down there and spend a couple extra days.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Turn a little vacation.
That's exactly right.
We talk about big fish fishing. And there's no question that's the most exciting thing, that big tuna fishing. I think as far as the realm of cool fishing, it's the most exciting. It's the pinnacle of everything. And there is no better arena, there is no better way to do it than from the deck of a long-range boat down wherever it is, whatever area that the guys happen to be fishing, both from a timing and bait standpoint. And these trips are like that perfect mix of, you mean, to really do it right, you got to be there on a long-range boat. And this not only allows you the opportunity to do it, but if you're a guy that is stressed on a little bit of time, this takes a lot of that time out of it.
I totally agree. I mean, you well said. It is. It is the apex of our style of fishing, you know, long-range fishing, Southern California style, tuna fishing, offshore, whatever you want to call it. It is... I mean, we always call it, and I write about it, it's the show.
It is.
It is. It's, you know, there's the AA, the AAA, it's the show. And you have to be there. You got to be in the deck of one of our style boats and see how we do it, live how we do it, to really understand and appreciate the difference. And once you're there, it's not like you got to guess at it. I mean, it's pretty apparent that it's a whole different level of fishing. There's a lot of different places now where you can go out and target a giant elephant tuna and all of them are great, but again, for our style of fishing, the difference we have, the advantage, you know, all the different methods we use, our mobility, the live bait, you know, how we care for the fish, and the end result, the product that you return with, there's just nothing to compare.
You know, and something that you don't think about, especially when you're booking the trip, is the ability to wait things out if and when you need to. You know, I mean, like you said, Pete's going to be down. They're going to be fishing for 8 days. If you get down there and the conditions are sideways for a day or two, you've got the ability to get through that and maneuver around them or change your destination to accommodate those conditions. And when you've got a very short window of time, things have to line up. And if they don't, you're in trouble. And on a boat, you know, with as much technology as you guys have, being able to see what conditions are and network that you have to work with, you can make moves based on whatever, you know, whatever the water provides you.
And how many examples of that are there, including a Let's Talk Hookup trip last year? Remember?
Sure.
I mean, dude, it was dire straits. The first 3, 4 days, 5 days, they were hard up, man. It was, you know, conditions were rough and weather wasn't all that great. Things were looking pretty bleak. And then the last 3 days, I know Brian Gerby was running the trip and they just pulled it out in a big kind of way. I think at one day they had 8 or 9 over 2 and they had a bunch of opportunities, had a bunch of fish in that 160, 170 range. They either had 1 or 2 300-pounders. I don't know. Lawn Storm's got that 350. I mean,
so
it's incredible, you know. Yeah. It's a perfect example. What was looking like it was going to be a bust ended up being a boom, and it all happened the last couple of days. Had you not had that time, you know,
there you go.
It would have been all over. But that's the beauty of our fishery.
That's it.
And the consistency of the results. That's what blows my mind. Over the years, and not just on these trips down and around the islands, Hurricane Bank, but you know, everywhere in the long-range realm, the consistency of results is just mind-boggling. If you really look at it, look at the number of days our style of boats, our kind of boats fish, put in the time in the water, look at how often we're successful, and not just,
No, absolutely.
Hugely successful compared to days that ended up, you know, going against us. It's amazing.
Crazy.
Year after year, day after day, week after week, month after month. It is absolutely stunning the ratio of success to you know, days that disappoint. It's incredible. I mean, it is hands down, this is the most productive, the best fishery in the world.
Totally.
There's nothing to even compare. I mean, you really look at it, and the proof is in the pudding, and that pudding is, you know, on the deck of the boat when you come back, or down in the hatches, or getting, you know, filleted up there, fisherman's processing, whatever. It's not a coincidence. You know, we're successful as businesses because the fishery here is so rich.
It is. And it's been fun watching the progression of how things have gone from that good fishing to now just seeing all the things that, you know, once you really get that fishery as dialed as you guys have it, seeing all the little things that come along with it. And you mentioned one in fisherman's processing, seeing how the fish handling and has changed, and seeing how the boats have changed and the gear and just how dialed a thing can be, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, you know, we've just gotten better at it.
Totally.
And as you should, you know, evolution dictates, you know, if you're gonna get smarter, you're gonna get better, bigger, stronger, whatever. But if you look at it, I from a customer service standpoint, and I've been doing this now since my first long range trip that I worked on Royal Polaris was 1987. So I've been working in long range for a long time here. And the customer service objective was always being met, at least on the boats that I've been on. You know, we were always 100%, you know, let's make sure that everybody walks off this boat, not only happy with their trip, but wanting to come back, wanting to bring a friend and you know, wanting to do it more than once. So the customer service objective was always the same, and we were always doing our best to meet that. It's just, as we learn, we add another component. There's
exactly.
another element.
That's what
There's
I mean. Exactly.
We're always doing something more, something better. And as a result, the long-range angler is getting more and more bang for their buck. I mean, look at now. Compare now what we do, how we fish, the variety of methods we have, the improvements in the gear, the results, the success we have compared to 25 years ago,
sure.
when we had the same opportunities, but man, we just weren't turning them. You know, we weren't as advanced. We didn't have the knowledge. We didn't have the equipment. So, you know, the experience has improved just through evolution alone. I don't know. I mean, this is twice the fishery. I guess we're having twice the success.
Yeah.
It's not twice the fishery. We're just
better getting them.
We're realizing twice the success, three times the success now as we were, you know, 25 years ago.
That's cool. Well, that's really exciting. And speaking of success, I know you guys just had a very successful kind of maintenance period. There's always a time every year where it seems like the boat comes in this kind of time of year where you get things knocked out. And it always blows me away how much stuff you guys get done in such a short period of time, then boom, snap your fingers, the boat's out and fishing again. But how did the annual haul out maintenance go for the Royal Star this year?
Well, you know, another amazing aspect of long range fishery, you look at all the boats that are in our fleet that go in and out, run, you know, really demanding schedules, and think of how few times there's a there's a mechanical issue or a breakdown that affects the trip at all, or perhaps even result in a trip having to be canceled. I mean, it's so rare, again, compared to the number of trips. And the reason why is we all have, us in particular, we have very, very strong proactive maintenance standards. You know, our philosophy is address something before it happens, improve something if you see a deficiency.
Right.
That way you never get held up in the middle of the season, or you get held up as little as possible. We know how that is, you know. Boats and mechanical things sometimes have a mind of their own, but I know Randy, Brian, and I, we all share the same maintenance philosophy, and that's keep our boat in tip-top working order. And if we see something that we can improve, every year we have the want to do list,
okay,
and the need to do list. So the need to do list is always prioritized.
Sure.
Those are all the things that, you know, we keep a list during the year, things that we maybe string together, you know, hold together with a duct tape and bubble gum, so to speak. And then we get all those addressed, and then there's the want-to-do list, which, you know, a lot of those are cosmetic details, mechanical improvements, which we made a couple of really big ones this year.
Awesome.
Big mechanical improvements. You know, we rebuilt one of our generators. We replaced that lower cap rail in the stern with all aluminum. We replaced all the metal up in the bow around the anchor winch area. Randy's a really accomplished welder.
Yeah,
he's
very talented.
He's a tremendous asset in so many ways. Well, that's a huge one during maintenance time. I know that I'm, you know, Brian, Randy, and I, we've got a really, we got good synergy between us, between, you know, me designing and engineering things and then install, and Randy fabricating them, us going back and installing them after the fact. We got a really good routine established over the years. So it's enabled us to do an awful lot in a little amount of time.
Cool.
If you look at what we accomplish, I mean, you sit back and look at all the different projects, all the different things that run concurrent, and then all come together in that last 4 or 5 days. You can't even imagine, man. You look at that boat a week before we run, you shake your head, go, oh, my God. I don't know what we're going to do here. This might be the one where we don't make it, but we always seem to. We always seem to get it together.
What's crazy for us as passengers that get to go fishing with you is what's crazy to believe is that the same guys that are, you know, driving the boat and gaffing our fish and helping with the tackle seminars and bleeding and spiking and putting things into the RSW are also the same guys that are metal fabricating and welding and painting and doing all those things. I mean, it's the same team that, you know, that gaffs your fish that puts those boats back together.
That's exactly right.
I think a lot of us don't realize it.
Yeah, and it should give everybody an awful lot of comfort to know that the guys that are driving the boat, we know that thing inside and
exactly.
out, literally. I mean, there is not a single... Excuse me again. There isn't a single mechanical system in that boat that we have not either completely replaced, torn apart, rebuilt, and we've done it all ourselves. Every single
cool.
piece of mechanical equipment in there, and you know, on the outside of the cosmetic details. I mean, there's no job that's beneath us, and that goes for all of us, the entire crew. As a matter of fact, I consider it, you know, number one, it's a rite of passage. I mean, as a crew member,
sure.
you have to participate in the maintenance of the vessel.
Boat work, baby.
That's right. Boat work time. You know? That's right. Nobody particularly enjoys it, but, you know, it's time to get down and dirty, and that's how you learn about a boat. And that's how you learn about boats in general, mm-hmm. but that's how you learn about your boat. And you know, again, Randy and Brian and I, our fingerprints are on every single inch of that boat one way or another. So, you know, when something does go awry at sea, which, again, is inevitable, it's going to happen, we generally know what to do about it, or we can cut to the chase and arrive at the most efficient solution to keep the trip on track and things rolling.
That's cool. Well, as a Royal Star customer, what are we, you know, through this maintenance period, what are some of the things we might get look forward to seeing when we make our trips here this summer?
I'll tell you what you're going to look forward to seeing is a nice pretty paint job.
Yes, turn out good?
Oh, man, it's
awesome.
The best paint job I've ever seen on that boat.
That's
it's absolutely
cool.
beautiful, the outside. You know, it's not necessarily cost-effective to paint the boat anymore. So, again, it goes to that want-to and need-to list. And it's been quite a while since we've had a nice coat of exterior paint on it.
Sweet.
She looks great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's nice. We made some improvements inside, some other cosmetic improvements down in the stateroom areas. You know, address the little things. But,
That's awesome, too.
You know, a boat's kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, you start on one end, and by the time you're at the other end, you got to start back on the other end. There is no boat out there that's absolutely perfect, including one that comes off the ways, you know, freshly built. So there's always little things. I mean, if we want to nitpick, you know, being a boat owner and being on boats as long as I have, I look around and just go, oh, my God, we got to do that. Oh, you know, we didn't get to that. But you know, overall, man, that boat is in fantastic shape.
I've
had the conversation with so many of our anglers over the years, and that boat today is far, far better than the day it was launched.
How cool is
it's
that?
It's far better.
Sure.
Mechanically, all those little deficiencies that we identified over the years and addressed and all the little things, you know, the corrosion that we've treated, the this, that, all those little things, they've added up to make a boat that is more seaworthy,
sure.
more safe, more sound, and better prepared, better equipped to thrive and perform to not just to standards, but to exceed standards in our fishery.
That's awesome. Well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show. So stoked to have Tim in here and so much to talk about. Definitely want to talk a lot about the fish processing side of things, with fishermen's processing, all the things going on, all the great fishing that's going on right now. As you can hear, it's just going to be an awesome show, and we would love to have you be a part of it this morning. If you want to give us a call, there's two ways you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 coming your way, or you can try us on the toll-free number, and there is one toll-free line that's still open, just the one, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only can we be taking your phone calls, answering your questions, we've got great catch reports coming up on the show, lots of great information. We've also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Twin Falls frame with the olive fades, a very, very nice looking pair of Maui Jims, and it's got that great Maui HT lens, and we really want to thank Maui Jim for giving us that awesome awesome pair of glasses to give away to one lucky caller. Again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Tim and have those great Mally Gyms, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at SearcherSportFishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403, or book online today at SearcherSportFishing.com.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
At Rancho Leonero, very seldom are we going to send up any more than 15 or 20 boats at one time or one day. And because the ranch has two specific bait guys, everyone gets bait, everyone gets their boat. The stress level is way down at the ranch. We make it as easy as we can make it. From the meals right on down the line, very few decisions over the day. And, you know, we've got the Wi-Fi internet now, and everybody can get on if they want and access their email or not. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. So we're working at it. And the most important thing is just our guests and taking care of them. We really appreciate them. So every guest that comes through gets special attention. We make sure they do. We'll guarantee you the best Baja vacation possible. You're in my home, and I'll take good care of you. RanchoLeonero.com, old Baja style.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. I know everybody wants to talk to Tim, and we're going to do just that. We're going to jump right into the phones, and why don't we start it off this morning with Matt, and Matt this morning calling us from La Mesa. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us and getting us started on the phones here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Always a pleasure to call you. Looking forward to getting out with you soon here. Question, have you ever thought, and I think we've talked about this before, all your daily reports that you post on the website are just so informative. Have you ever thought about taking those reports, combining them with the fabulous photography that you do, and making a book out of it?
That's been suggested a couple of times.
I think you should, too.
Maybe someday. maybe someday. You know? I think
probably got anything else going on right now, so why not?
Yeah, I've had a conversation again with a number of anglers, and I always respond, well, I'm not really sure what I'd write a book about. I want to, you know, I like the idea, but I got to get that creative spark, something that's going to come to me someday. Let's say that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I always enjoy reading what you write, too, and it's always fun to read something you can tell somebody takes a little bit of pride and time in doing. And I know you said it's like your little 30-minute, you know, like, just relax, mellow out therapy session of just getting to type away at the keyboard and talk about what you did for the day.
It is, but, you know, it honestly, it's like it's living in the moment. And once it's done,
that's it.
I don't even remember it.
Really?
Yeah, because the next day's, you know, there's sure. already something else happening. So it's pretty cool. I wouldn't mind going back and reading something from 5, 6, 7 years ago. Might trigger that creative spark.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Matt, y'all ready to go on your trip next year?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the stories that you wrote about, I believe it was you wrote about, was a sea bass bite that you guys hit at, I think it was down near Cedrus, and you guys picked off something in the neighborhood of about 75 fish.
Uh-huh.
That started with an early morning bite and bled into a early afternoon bite. But, I mean, just reading about that was just, I mean, I was salivating while reading about that. And it's always great to read about the reports and live vicariously through that until you actually get a chance to step on the boat. And looking forward to seeing it when it gets back to the dock with the new paint job and the cap rail and everything like that and saying hi to the boys again.
Right on. Appreciate it, Matt. I remember that one. Came down. It started like 3:30 in the morning, and I went up, and they started biting good.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure everybody was up and got in on it, so I got on the PA. As I said, biscuits and gravy, boy. Time to get up.
That's so cool.
Yep.
The, you know, we get it's so easy to always tell the stories of the, you know, the, like you say, the big show, the long range, the 200-pound tunas, and it's certainly no doubt that that's as exciting as they get, but sometimes you overshadow how crazy good that 5 to 8 day fishing is and how much fun, just like that Cedros and the awesome yellowtail and sea bass fishing, there is no more fun than that, you know, summertime, knowing you're going to go offshore and get your tunas and rolling in and having the great yellowtail fishing at the local islands.
That's the beauty of fishing at that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, we're coming up on that time right now. I mean, long range fish, I probably mentioned 100 times on our daily reports, the backbone, the tenet of a successful long range trip, it's a quantity, quality, and variety. And
yeah.
The variety aspect of it is so cool. You said a spring 8 day, a 7 day. You fish offshore, maybe you make a run down to Laos Rocks, maybe you run into the beach somewhere along the ridge, you fish Cedros, Natividad, you spend an afternoon fishing for bass, you know, you get all these different opportunities. Maybe you wind up on the coast the last day, you're back offshore, you're targeting yellowfin, you're targeting bluefin, Dorado, yellowtail offshore, you know, maybe you slip in a wahoo towards the end of the season. I mean, the variety is just... It's so incredible to be able to do that many things in that period of time. You know, you're not just going out and targeting one style of fish. You're not limited. That's, again, the beauty of long-range fishing, man. Your mobility and that network of resources that we have, the ability to keep track of what's best, where, when, how. It's an awful big motivator to go long-range fishing if you haven't done it. What I was thinking is that, you know, we're talking about, like, Cedros and how incredible
right.
the fishing is there. Well, contrast that with the local fishing right now. You know,
right.
we were just talking about these 20 to 30 pound yellows that have been available for a long time now down at the islands, kind of like the old traditional spring fishing. There were bluefin right offshore outside that a couple of weeks ago. There's been some absolutely amazing fishing here that you know, on a relative scale, it's comparative to an awful lot of long range fishing that we've seen in years past. But as we know, you know, local fishing is pretty, it's very subject to conditions, and, you know, all good things must come to an end. And we know that this fishing around here is you know, we're gonna ride it out and take full advantage of it, but it's going to roll back into a, you know, pattern where you got to go a little bit farther to experience the same kind of thing. So hence the long-range voyage, man.
It's time.
There.
That's it. Matt, you ready to go?
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks for joining us. How about this last season that we had of just craziness and coming into it? And the thing that sparked my mind is, you know, you mentioned on the later trip, maybe roll down and get lucky and get a wahoo. There's been such unprecedented things that happened this year in the more local zone, you know, for our 1 day and day and a half guys and shorter trips in 5 days. And something happened at the tackle store earlier this year that had definitely never happened before. And a gentleman was talking about going on a springtime, I forget, 6 day or 7 day type trip. And, you know, typically when we're helping somebody put gear together, it's, well, you're going to need your, you know, your hooks and sinkers and, you know, hooks for some yellowtail and hopefully some an offshore chance of tuna. And they said, well, do I need marauders or wire jigs? And you're so used to always saying, well, it's not something you're going to need to worry about. But is that something that we could see earlier this year with how good that Wahoo fishing stayed, you know, at Alejos this year and already hearing guys, you know, seeing web reports of guys catching them on the ridge already March and April?
I was just going to say, and I had to stop you there because as he said, is it something we're going to see? It's something we're already
seeing.
Yeah, we're already seeing it. And a couple of the questions that I feel in the office the last week are you know, to that end. Is there a chance of seeing Wahoo? I'm on a spring or I'm on a June 7 day. And the answer is unequivocally yes.
Crazy.
Absolutely, positively. And you know, what's going to happen? Are we going to be fishing bluefin up north? You know, are we going to be... Hey, I think that there's a very, very good chance that this year is going to be a completely different format.
Yeah,
for the long range trips.
Throw
you
the
know.
Books out.
That's exactly right. I think we're going to be down on that ridge. I think we're going to be at Alejos, and we're going to be working our way. Who knows? Maybe we're going to be fishing Wahoo on kelps offshore.
Yeah.
You know, the water's 73, 74 already. There's 76, 78 degree water down below Mag Bay. There was anyway. I mean, it looks to me like we're going to have that opportunity at those, you know, the tropical varieties early this year.
So cool.
It's also a great reason to jump on one of those trips. I know that the standard thought on those early trips or the spring trips, the 7 days, the 8 days, 6 days, that all, you know, you're going to be fishing bluefin, you're going to be fishing yellowtail, and that's that for that. Well, that doesn't apply this year. It
right?
doesn't. I think that yeah, you're going to have opportunities at that fish, but you're looking at yellowfin offshore, you're looking at perhaps Dorado on the kelps early, yellowtail on the kelps for sure, and then that Wahoo, I mean, they're already catching them down there.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't think they're going to go away. I think even more are going to fill in. I think it's very, very likely that you're going to be down there on a 7 day, an 8 day in June, and in July, even May, you're going to be down there in the ridge. You're going to have your shots.
It's going to be exciting to see those trips get rolling. Now, when does Royal Star start your shorter ones? Obviously, you're fishing long range right now, doing the big tuna thing. When do we switch gears and
yeah,
and
we
start
actually
shorter trips?
So we have one more 15 day after this one. I'm going to be driving that one, and then we get in May. We've got a couple of shorter ones. We threw a couple of 3 days into our schedule. We have that one over Labor Day weekend, and then the following weekend, which is, I want to say, May 29th through June 1st, we threw another 3 day in there. We had time to do it. What the heck?
Yeah.
You know, if we have time at that time of the year, we usually wait on the fence and see, you know, what's going on with water conditions, and, you know, if it's cold, if it's blowing, whatever, we opt out. But if it looks like there's good prospects of making a successful voyage there offshore local, we'll throw one in, which we did. There may even be, I mean, if we start catching, the whole fleet starts catching, we may even throw a day and a half trip or two in there.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love doing those things. Talk about the ultimate opportunity to introduce new anglers to our style of fishing, our boat. We get the opportunity, we do, but we kick into our regular schedule on June 5th, I want to say, and that's an 8 day. I know we have space on that. We have 4 or 5 spaces. That's the Baja Fish Gear 8 day.
I'm
looking right at it. Yeah, June 5th through June 13th. We've got a handful of spaces on that one. And then from there on out, our schedule is rolling right along. We do have a spot here or there. I know I went through the book before I came in here. We got a couple spots. There's a couple 4 days in July. There's a 5 day. There's a couple 7 days that have some space. So this is a great time. If you guys are out there listening, Royal Star Anglers, this is a great time to sign on. I know a lot of people now... It seems to be a real shift in how people decide to go long range fishing. You know, it used to be you want to make sure you book 6 months in advance, a year in advance. You know,
sure.
A lot of guys now, they kind of sit on the fence. They wait. They evaluate the fishing. They evaluate the conditions, and they'll sign on, you know, last minute, or they'll sign on, you know, within 2 weeks or a month of trip, and that's fine. But you know, it's all
still spaces available.
That's exactly right. It's subject to availability.
Yeah.
You know, fishing's a gamble. No matter what, you never can guarantee that you're going to catch or you're not going to catch. So. I'm always of the opinion that if you want a space on the boat, you better
no
get
doubt.
Off the pot and sign up, because, you know, Mother Nature is going to deal you what you're dealt with regardless of when you book.
Last year, working at the landing, it was the first time when we saw it really go back to the old school days of when the albacore were biting and you didn't have a chance. And, you know, when you would roll through and every single spot on every single boat, is not only is it booked for the night, but it's booked for the next 5 nights. And if you even... You know, it got back to the, you know, if you want to get a spot, you better put your reservation in for 2 weeks from next Friday, because you know it's still going to be biting by then, and when that day gets here, that spot's already gone. So,
yeah.
And boy, I mean, just with how good the conditions have started off, it sure feels like it's going to be going that same way again.
I think, you know, probably the best way I could put it is I would be a lot more surprised if it isn't good than if it is. You know, I really believe that. I hesitate to stick my neck out on any fishing predictions because, you know, we just know.
Bitten more than once, I'm
sure. Yeah, we know how it is, man. Fishing's fishing. Yeah. You just don't know. And again, that goes back to the rationale behind booking your trip early, man. Get on the boat because if you sit and wait, you know, and you don't book and you miss a chance, well, you know, so be it. you took your gamble and lost. But if you book early and go out there and clobber them, man, you're feeling pretty smart.
No doubt about that. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I had a question for Tim and then a comment for the new CCA members. Tim, I know with the technology and stuff, you probably guys don't use a backup rod anymore, but do you guys still carry one? And when was the last time you guys used it?
Last time we used it was last trip that I ran, and we do have one. We have one on standby at all times. We get smoked by those big ones, man. You know, we'll have a fish. You know, say an angler is using a short top shot, and he's got a 30-size reel, or even one of the smaller ones, you know, like a Talica 25 or something in that size range, one of the smaller Abbotts. You know, you get 200 yards of line out there, 150 yards of line out there with your bait on, you get bit and the thing smokes you another 150 yards. Well, that's pretty much it, man. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go. We have the backup rod with the buoy on it set up, and it's always, you know, it circulates somewhere forward of the bait tank or around the tackle rack somewhere.
Ready for the emergency.
Ready for action. Yeah, we chucked one over a couple trips ago, or the last trip that I ran, it was a couple trips ago. So it still happens. And I would say the success ratio on the backup is about, I'd say it's about 50-50 over the years. Sometimes you get lucky and you get better than that, but it's about 50-50. You get that much line out, that much drag, you know, against the end of the line. And what really happens to us is the fish, when they're in shallow water, they'll make a turn, big wide loop, or they go down by the bottom, and then the line sinks as they go back out towards deeper water, and it snags structure as they go out. So we lose a heck of a lot of them on the bottom areas around Hurricane Bank in particular.
No kidding.
Yeah, they go out and then come back in and snags in the bottom, and it's over.
Crazy when one of those big ones is determined to want to go one direction really hard and they really put it on. Like, they can take a lot of line against a lot of drag with just no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember one, Randy and I, this was, we're going back maybe at least 15, 18 years. This is back when we were still fishing at the islands. We were in the Lunker Hole, and fish, you know, guy hooks a fish, he gets smoked, and we throw one back up over, and it just keeps going. And I mean, to the point where it's get the second backup, and I'm going, dude, that's a manta ray. It's a manta.
Sure, no way.
Just break it off, whatever. It's over. It's a manta. And Randy's, you know, he's absolutely determined. He said, no, it's a fish. Anyway, we threw the second backup over. It didn't go out very far. It only went maybe another 50 yards or so. Wound it back in. Sure enough, it was a 300-pounder.
No way.
Yeah, 303.
And that was in the days where you weren't hooking that fish on a Talica 25.
No, we weren't using Spectra or that individual. It was right kind of at the period where we started using Spectra. So, you know, maybe he had 350 yards of line, but the backup rod was an 80W. It was loaded with 150-pound, whatever the heck it was.
Sure.
So, I mean, it had a lot of line on it. The thing probably took 800 yards of line, 900 yards of line.
Nonstop.
It just kept on going. Nice, go, like, steady, slow.
Crazy.
Kept on going. It was headed for Socorro.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's cool. Well, you ready to go, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
We had some good, great weather. Hey, I just had a little shout-out for the callers and stuff. Anyone's heard of any news newsletters or anything new information about the CCA?
Things are going well. I would say that the membership drive, the kind of startup that got launched at the Fred Hall shows, was an overwhelming success. I know they were very excited about it, and, you know, I think a big thing is CCA being the Coastal Conservation Association, that's kind of the group for us fishermen to get behind, you know, I mean, as far as somebody that has some political clout watching our back for all the things that come up, whether it be closures or restrictive types of fishing or somebody that's looking out for our better interest. And I would say that the initial sign up went great, but you know, it's very easy to continue to support CCA. If you haven't already, you can just go to their website, which is joincca.org, and it's very easy to sign up on there. And And like you say, Kenny, I think that's a good word and a good call. And yeah, things are going great.
All right, hey, you guys have a good day.
Kenny, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Let's jump right back into them. Talk to Doug calling us from Montebello. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I was curious on when you guys pull the anchor up, whether it's on the tuna grounds or the islands. What is the oddest thing you ever pulled up?
Oddest thing I think I ever pulled up at Hurricane Bank is some big, weird-looking shark. I don't know what the heck it was. It might even have been a megamouth. We think it was a megamouth.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I know Randy caught one, too, in the in the early 90s when he was running the XL. Caught one of those. It looked like one of those megamouth things. Yeah. Big old ugly lips on it and weird-looking thing.
There you go.
Yeah, it looked like a giant guppy.
Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. I know, you know, speaking of that and kind of what you were talking about with the backup rigs, I remember you telling a story a while ago on one of the real big fish that you guys had caught on Royal Star. I think it might have even been that 380-pounder that was on the banks that a fish had gone out and died and like hit the bottom and you guys, you know, basically the thing sank out and by the time you guys drug it back in, it was just full of mud and scraped up and dragged across the bottom.
Yeah, we had I've had that happen several times. One of the best ones, John Santella, was he was the angler and we were fishing down those lower banks below Mag Bay and he had a, you know, big huge one take all his line. We put it out on the backup and the thing sank and got snagged in the bottom. And we were anchored at 100 fathoms, so I mean it was way out. Who knows? It sank down there 200-300 fathoms. Like 3:30 in the afternoon. This, mind you, this is in November, so we only had an hour and 10 minutes of daylight or so left. So we weren't going to pull the anchor. We had fish on and we were in the right spot. Fish were boiling around. We were set up perfectly for the evening hit. So we put the rod in the rod holder up top in the kite rod holder and just. That's it.
Yeah, the fish had died and
it was
the bottom
way out
not
there.
Going anywhere.
No, and we had several fish during that. We actually got a great hit. We clobbered them. We had several fish that went over and under. We had to pass a rod down, go over and under. We let that thing soak out there for almost. I remember we fished until like 7 o'clock. It was a long time. Things were sitting out there for 2-3 hours. And sure enough, after it was windy too. It was rugged seas. And when the bite was over, we pulled the anchor. We went out there. Off the edge, mind you, again, this is 3-some-odd hours later, it's pitch black, sure enough, got that thing off the bottom, and he got it. It was 300 pounds, a 306, and the thing had been down the bottom, had to be in 1,000 feet of water, you know, 200 fathoms, whatever. It was, it might have been, I don't know, maybe 45 degrees or something. It was cold, cold.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was all full of mud, and, you know, lice had already gotten in its gills, and... But the thing was, you know, it was just like putting in the RSW thing.
Man,
the thing was
perfect. You start doing that more often.
Yeah, wound it up backwards by the tail.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn cool. Hey, again, Doug, appreciate the phone call. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Have fun in the sun, catching fish, and take home $1,000 cash. How does that sound? This is Pete Gray, and I want to personally invite you to join me and a great group of people this October at one of the best fishing resorts in the world, Hotel Palmas de Cortez in Baja's amazing East Cape. This is our 21st year, and to celebrate, we have raised the bar. Thanks to the generosity of George Weir Asphalt in Escondido, we will award one lucky angler $1,000 cash for catching the largest tuna, dorado, or wahoo in our two-day tournament. Now, don't be intimidated by the word tournament. Our Palmas de Cortez event is all about having fun, catching fish, and winning some great prizes, including $1,000 cash and a bunch more, including the first place team wins a trip to Palmas de Cortez, along with having all their fish processed for free by the East Cape Smokehouse. Get this, tournament entry is free for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, so make your reservations now for October 8th through 12th by calling Van Warmer Resorts at 877-777-TUNA or check the trips page at hookup1090.com for more details.
The fishing season started early, so now is the time to visit the best saltwater tackle store anywhere. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. With more inventory than ever before, we know the demand is going to be huge this season. So why wait? Visit us now and get your pick of the best equipment. Hey, there are already tuna, yellowtail, and marlin in local waters, so gear up now for what could be our best season ever. Take advantage of our expert staff that knows how to outfit you the right way. Come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 2nd, Pete Gregg will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Kent Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from the El Cid Hotel and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, May 2nd, a very special live broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Piffa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines have been absolutely packed solid. We have one local line, or toll-free line, rather, that just popped open, 877-792-1090. That's your shot again, 877-792-1090. Hey, I want to remind you, very cool event coming up soon. It's our Ford Remote live broadcast. They are coming again, and it's time to get ready for that great remote broadcast. We're going to be kicking it off at Encinitas Ford on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. We're looking forward to it. It's a really, really fun event. The first one is Saturday, May 16th from 7 to 9. It's going to be the first chance for your Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealers casting contest that Ryan always runs. It's going to be your first chance to qualify for that big grand prize, which this year, unreal, a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including a round-trip airfare ticket from San Diego Sitka on Alaska Airlines, 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and all of your fish processing. Unbelievable that you can win that prize. Absolutely no money, just get in the casting contest, or you can get one of the random draws, so even if you don't make a cast, you'll be eligible to win that great trip. Absolutely no money. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be giving away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim gift cards, APCO clothing packages. Whether you make a cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all of those grand prizes. The winner of the casting contest and a random draw winner from all of the events in attendance are going to be eligible to win those great prizes, including that trip for Kingfisher Charters. The prize cowboy Gary's going to be there with tons of great giveaways for free just for showing up. Again, it's a San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote at Encinitas Ford, Saturday, May 16th from 7 to 9 a.m. Come by and have a chance to go fishing in Alaska for free, courtesy of Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters. Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Tim, and we're going to do just that. Jump right back into the phone and talk to Mike, calling us from El Cajon this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, guys. First of all, I got two questions for Tim. One, I want to know, you know, if you ever watched The Wicked Tuna, and if you did, do you have a favorite captain on the show that you like? And then my other question is, you know, when you're out there on those big 10-day trips or 15-day trips and whatnot, and you get multi-hookups at the same time, how do you keep the people calm and cool, so someone like myself would say it's the first time you're out there and now I go into panic mode, you know, what do you and your crew do to kind of assure me to just relax, take it easy, and focus on what I need to do to be successful.
I have seen Wicked Tuna. My son, he actually
Duke's on it.
Yeah, he's drawn me into watching that on more than one occasion. It sounds like you could be right off the deck on one of those boats. You got that Gloucester accent going there. Do I have a favorite captain? Not really. I'll tell you something that surprises me about that program. And I know it's Hollywood and TV, but it always surprises me that, they get a fish and it's like instant. So you talked about panic mode. It's like those guys go into instant panic mode. It's like every one they catch is like the first one they've ever got. It's just, I'll tell you how we keep everything calm, cool, and collected is everybody feeds off the crew itself. Our reaction to whatever the event is, or whatever the circumstance is, sets the pace, it sets the tone. And when we go about our job efficiently, calmly, coolly, collectively, and there's no screaming, there's no yelling, there's no Chinese fire drill, so to speak, going on, it really does the trick. It maintains a calm, efficient environment. What I've said this before on this program, really what I want anglers to, the impression that I want anglers to walk away with after a fishing trip is that, number one, they've had a great time, of course, but that they were out at sea with professionals who know exactly what they're doing. We are in our environment, and that's how we maintain order. Everybody, again, feeds off the crew, and when the crew is doing their job, they're calm, they're cool, they're collected, they're just going about their work, they're going about their business. It does an amazing job of minimizing the potential for chaos, because things can go south in a hurry. Ricky can attest to this. I can't even begin to describe some of the crazy events I've seen out there with everybody in the boat having a fish on, there being 14 anglers with, 150 to 250 pound tuna all stacked up in the bow. And that's not to say that we don't lose one, that we don't get into a tangle that cost us, a fish or two, that there aren't some hot and heavy moments when everybody has to be on their A game. But if you go about it again, calmly, coolly, effectively, it's amazing how effective we are. It's amazing that there aren't more disasters out there. I mean, there's a lot of potential train wrecks that we avoid by, how we do it, Mike, is we really pride ourselves on addressing whatever it is before it happens. A good crew member on one of those boats, good captains, I'm telling you, we can actually, you get a sense for what the fish are doing and what they're gonna do as far as which way they're moving. And you can just tell, you can say, oh, that thing's going up forward, that thing's going to the bow. And you start moving to the bow before that fish ever even gets there. You're ahead of it. And maybe there's three fish that are being worked up there. Well, by staying ahead of it, you've addressed the problem before it ever even became one. I don't know if I'm explaining that well, but it really is a matter of being proactive about how you manage the fish that are in the end of the line rather than reactive.
I was just going to say, and you hit the word nail on the head when you said professional, and that's the only thing I was going to chime in, is that you don't need to be worried about it. I know, Mike, you said that you'd be freaked out if you hooked that big one. From the second that your line comes tight, you have, the most professional person in the world for that particular job to coach you through every step of the way. There's a crew member that's standing right behind you telling you when to turn the handle and when to lift and where to put it on the rail and and all those things. And there is not a better coach for that particular thing in the world than the guys that are working on the boat that you'll be on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. I hope you go and get a big one. And, hey, we're going to go live right now. Speaking of the Royal Star, we're going. Pete Gray is on the line right now. Pete, how's the trip going this morning?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Tim. Sounds like the show's doing great. Giving very good advice there. Listen to that last caller there, and absolutely very professional crew here. And I'm sitting on the upper deck right now. Been a kind of a picky morning this morning on the bait. We got a couple on the, as Tim calls them, the puff daddies, the live puffer fish. But the kite is absolutely wide open. Chris Lomax is sitting here. He just sent a live flyer out, standing next to me here, and I'm not going to be surprised if he doesn't get bit while we're on this phone call. We have two going now on the kite. I don't know what number we're on, but we're going through very, very quickly on the kite. And take one guess who the hot dog is this morning. Tim? You know who's on the boat.
Let me see. Oh, Bob Ryan. It's got to be Turbo. Yeah,
of course. It's
got to be Turbo.
Bob. Oh, yeah. You know it. Yeah. Bob's got the big fish of the day so far, 192 on the scale. He had another one that went 150 on the puffer. The 190 came on the live flyer on the kite. But we're up to, I think, a dozen right now, maybe 11 or 12 right now. Good morning. We just got here at midnight here at Hurricane Bank. Shogun is sitting right behind us. You can hear the thump there. Just put a, I don't know, he's about a 120 on the deck right there.
How cool.
Something. And so weather came up a little bit, but it's still very manageable. A little bit of a swell. It's supposed to dissipate tomorrow. But we had a beautiful ride out here. Came straight out the hurricane because of what Roy and the guys on the Blowout Flares were doing out here. And, of course, the Shogun was doing pretty well here, too, on the way out. So, first morning here, good start. Like I say, wide open on the live flyers. And we're hoping for a lot to start happening here. First of probably many days here on Hurricane Bank aboard the Royal Star. And, of course, on the way out, Chef Drew did an extraordinary job feeding us and keeping us entertained in the galley very well. Drew doing a fantastic job here. Captain Randy Toussaint, of course, put us on the right spot here. And just sending out another live flyer, and we're going to get back on the deck and go fishing. So you guys have a great time, and I'll give you a check tomorrow morning on the show and let you know how we do the rest of the day today and tomorrow morning.
How exciting, Pete. Well, certainly great to hear that you guys are off to such a great start. When you started running down all the fish, I was shaking my head like, okay, yeah, that sounds like a great day. I didn't realize that you guys didn't even start fishing until midnight this morning. So pretty impressive to be off to such a great start so early in the trip.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, it was funny because the fight had been from like 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. So we all were ready on the rail at 2 a.m. this morning. Of course, they didn't start fighting until about 6, right? Right, almost just before daylight. I was number one up on the kite, and I think I was all of like 2.5 minutes before I got fit, and it was still dark. And Zomac just got blown up. He just got blown up on his fire here. So, there he is. He's dead. He's on. So there it is right there, alive aboard the Royal Star. And I'll tell you what, we're ready for some action here, and I'll keep you posted tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup. You guys have a great show. And I'll talk to you then.
All right, Pete. Get a bait in the water. Appreciate it. Sounds like you guys are having a great trip. We'll look forward to hearing your check tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Thanks, Tim.
Morning. Keep getting them.
Right. Pretty cool.
See you later.
How cool is that? Well, certainly it's great fishing going on. We'll look forward to hearing another one tomorrow. And, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. Speaking of biting fish, we're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with the Sport Fishing Financial Group. I wanted to let you know that I'll be at Day of the Dock Sunday, April 19th, to meet and talk to you about getting aboard one of our six-pack charters. I've been working in the financial industry for over 25 years and my family fishing our local waters for four generations. We're poised to have a banner fishing season, and spending time aboard one of our fully outfitted offshore suites is great. So stop by my booth at Day of the Docks and see how I can improve the service of your personal or business finances and become part of the Sport Fishing Financial Group. Give us a call at 949-481-1807. Or check us out on the web at sportfishingfinancialgroup.com.
Cedro's Tackle has some great news. They are expanding to offer you new adventures to complement their fully outfitted tackle shop right on Cedro's Island. Cedro's Tackle will now offer kayak fishing and tours. The adventure includes deluxe accommodations in Cedro's Tackle's own brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath cottage that provides all the comforts of home yet gives each guest their own private space to rest after a long day of fishing and fun on Cedro's Island. The kayak adventures include the use of fully outfitted Hobie Outback Mirage Drive kayaks, perfect for fishing, spearfishing, snorkeling, and more. Your Cedro's Tackle kayak adventure includes transportation to a remote location, either by panga or truck. While you are out fishing, the crew will set up a relaxing day camp, including a barbecue lunch. Have the kayak adventure of a lifetime without the work. You just fish and enjoy. Cedro's Tackle can even take care of all your equipment. So for your next trip to Cedro's Island, try a kayak adventure with Omar, Jeff, and the gang at Cedro's Tackle. For more information or to help plan your trip, check the website at cedrostackle.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
I'm very excited to share my experience with the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit I just installed on my boat. I've been a Simrad Electronics fan for many years and always enjoyed the ease of use and incredible technology. Last year I installed the new 4G broadband radar and could not believe the difference. So this year I upgraded to the new NSS Evo 2 and it's amazing. With an easy to use tablet style interface that's fresh but familiar, the Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. The core of any marine electronic for me is how it marks fish, and the new NSS Evo 2 with built-in sonar hub sounder technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. Now, the true test is whether I need to pick up the manual to figure it out. And guess what? The new Simrad gear is so easy, I didn't need it. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system I'd like to tell you, but best to just go to your local Simrad dealer and check it out. Or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick dry, high tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.